Welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt University Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Emma Mills with the Occupational Health Clinic. In part two of this two-part series, Dr. Melanie Swift, Medical Director of the Occupational Health Clinic, speaks with Dr. Tom Alassi, Medical Director of the Eskin Diabetes Center. They will continue to discuss diabetes, including tips for keeping sugar levels under control over the holidays.
Say that you do have prediabetes, or you have several risk factors and you're concerned about it. You talked about physical activity being one thing that you can do, weight control being another thing you can do. The nutritional information in the lay press is just so confusing at times. You know, I've heard this term glycemic index, and it seems to be important in glucose control. What does that refer to, and what kinds of foods are better or worse for people who are trying to either control their blood sugar or prevent diabetes?
I think probably for the purpose of prevention, glycemic index is less critical. Probably it is sufficient to have a focus on just calories.
Okay.
I think weight loss, to some extent, independent of the mechanism, and I don't want to make a blanket statement because there are some pretty wild approaches to restricting calories, but I will say that in general, if we had more of a focus on calories, I think we would do well for the purpose of prevention. Mm-hmm. And weight loss, largely independent of the mechanism, seems to be salutary for the purpose of preventing diabetes. As it relates to control of diabetes, then I think the issue of how much carbohydrates and the type of carbohydrates becomes a little bit more relevant. So the issue of glycemic index really speaks to different types of carbohydrate and how high and fast they can elevate your blood sugar. And that tends to be relevant in particular for individuals who are managing their glucose pretty carefully, or even someone who's giving insulin before a meal. It tends to be pretty relevant. And so the glycemic index is really less relevant for individuals who are trying to prevent the development of diabetes, and perhaps more salient for individuals who are trying to control their diabetes, and especially those who are taking insulin.
So we really don't need to be so concerned about the glycemic index. So for those of us trying to just lower our risk, really, the total calorie intake is really pretty simple. I mean, that's really what would be better for us to focus on in terms of preventing and lowering our risk.
Very much so. Okay. And I would say for the typical person, the average person, if you will, total calories is the way to go.
Okay. So one last question. As we approach the holiday table, it's a time of great temptation for many of us. Do you have any tips for keeping from completely blowing it over the holidays?
I certainly encourage those that I care for to celebrate, to spend time with family and friends. And again, if we sort of go back to the caloric situation, you know, we try to plan for these things. So we have a program that we call anticipatory planning. Instead of thinking about the dinner, we think about the 24 hours before and the 24 hours after. If we were to, as part of the celebration, have an extra piece of ham or an extra piece of even pie, I don't want people to not have fun, and as part of the celebration, to celebrate, but just to be mindful of the 72-hour window. Uh-huh. And let's be, if we're going to sort of consume a little more here, perhaps restrict a little bit more before or after. And then the other thing that we encourage, certainly, and this is common, is to see about maybe a walk before or after. In fact, even a walk before. Most people will tell you to walk after, but a walk before tends to, in particular for folks with diabetes, tends to make the uptake of the glucose simpler. And it makes it, you're less likely to have a big spike in your glucose. So I'm a big prevention person. Mm-hmm. So while I love the walk after, I also advise a walk before. And it's okay to celebrate and to enjoy during that time. Yeah. So just to think of it more as a 48 to 72 hour window than as a 3 to 4 hour experience. experience.
Great way to look at it. And maybe the whole family can pitch in and help the cook get out of the kitchen and go on that walk too before the meal.
I'm supportive of that.
Thank you so much. Dr. Lassie is the medical director for the Vanderbilt Eskin Diabetes Center. We so appreciate your time today. Thank you.
Thank you for having me. It's been my pleasure.
Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us any comments on this podcast by clicking the Add New Comment link at the bottom of this page. If you have a story suggestion, please email it to us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu, or you can use the Contact Us link on our website at healthandwellness.vanderbilt.edu.